It's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, and Crary Industries. Our first stop on Crop Watch in the Petersburg, North Dakota area, visiting with Dave Blasey. And Dave, beehive of activity around here. Looks like you're putting getting planter ready to go back out in the field.
Yeah, we are. We're loading up some corn again this morning, putting actually a couple more fields in that we maybe hadn't planned to, but loading up. We're actually getting to, we will get to our intended acres, is which 10 days ago I would have never thought that. Yeah. So
wow, moisture situation here looks like it's pretty good.
It's very good. It's some of the best we've seen, actually. Good conditions, getting all the acres in the fields, which has been a problem for many years, it seems like. So it's almost fun again.
Yeah, exactly. Got any crop coming out of the ground?
A little bit of wheat we put in April, kind of to get the bugs out of stuff. It's poking through. Emergence isn't perfect. We kind of pushed the issue a little bit, but the very first stuff is just starting to peek through.
Okay, now. Maybe a little too cold, huh?
Yeah, it's been cold. We get some snow there on April 28th, and that kind of really cooled the soil off, I think. And
yep, right. Yeah, you putting any soybeans in?
Not yet. We're going to do corn for one today, whatever Mother Nature will let us get in today. And see what the rain situation does here, but I suppose the end of the week, you know, but doesn't sound like that's going to happen.
Our next stop on Crop Watch in the Michigan, North Dakota area, visiting with Greg Dawes. Greg, how's planting progress coming?
It's going pretty good.
Moisture-wise, you guys are sitting a little drier over here.
Well, you know, we could use a shot of rain. We've missed most of them. The ground is working up very nicely. Just some of the seed is laying in dry dirt, but the alternative was not getting it planted, so I guess this is better than too wet.
You able to cover it pretty much everything?
Well, we have to go around a few little spots, but it's much better than it's been in the past few years.
Our next stop on Crop Watch, we are at CHS Lakota and visiting with Daryl Clint. And Daryl, keeping ahead of things?
Well, it's been a busy, busy year, I guess, on the spring year. The guy's really been going, and at least we're getting a lot of the wheats pretty well in, and corn, and just now to get going on the beans here. So,
okay, so guys are moving ahead, and it's been a little drier here too, though, so you're able to keep going.
That's right. A lot of the rains have missed right around here. Not that we aren't wet, but and we were dry last fall too, which in a lot of areas here too, so that helped.
And it sounds like fertilizer supplies have not been an issue so far.
We've been fortunate. We had a train, but I mean, it's getting tight here at the end here. We are right now running really low, but we were able to get a train right in during mid-season, which helped too. So,
yep, right. Guys pretty much sticking with their plans as far as what they're planning on putting in the ground?
Some have changed on like little backed off canola. I think there might be a little more corn planted if they could get it in early enough. And beans, but a lot of them had stayed close to the same, but a little bit of that changed. So.
Sure. Getting any weed control down yet or not?
Some have not, are just probably getting ready to start because there's just a lot of it coming up nice. So I'm sure shortly there'll be more and more going. So.
And our next stop on Crop Watch in the Webster, North Dakota area, visiting with Rock and Roll Agronomy owner Jason Hansen. Jason, guys are, looks like they're getting most everything put in.
Yeah, we've had good luck here. I mean, as far as not really any delays with wet weather. So everything is getting put in as fast as they can do it, and that's just how it's been. It's been a decent spring here for that.
How's soil conditions?
You know, we got, it's drying out. We probably got an inch and a quarter of powder that seed's laying in, wheat seed, canola in particular. And so guys are having to go down a little deeper if they're seeding soybeans right now. And then after that, once you get to the moisture and down below, it's still cold. The ground is still cold. So we really just haven't warmed up yet this spring.
Last fall, we didn't get a lot of the fall tillage done, so there's a lot of corn stalks standing. What's it like under the corn stalks?
Cold. I mean, it's just covered up. You know, I got some guys that are seeding into that. It's decent moisture. There's much better moisture there because the sunlight hasn't hit the ground or anything. But it's definitely a little cooler. So. But we've warmed up now. Now we just got to get we've only had 3 days in the 70s this whole spring so far. So that made a big difference. But the coolness has kept us from drying out more than we probably are right now.
And our next stop on Crop Watch by Leeds, North Dakota, visiting with Doug Dalmage. Doug, a Pioneer seed dealer here, and still moving some seed around the way it sounds.
Corn, some guys thinking it's getting a little late and want to return some. The next guy down the road wondering if I got more because of the markets, things happening there. So this morning I was moving a little corn seed around, and of course soybeans have been busy now for about a week.
Are guys switching to earlier maturity corns, or are they going from corn to beans?
So far there hasn't been any maturity switching in the corn here. There's not a lot of options to go shorter season. But on the other hand, we really haven't missed any heat units yet. There's so few in May, and Mother Nature has given us about none this year.
Planting progress otherwise, how are things coming?
Some guys are winding up. Some guys are still finishing up wheat. It just varies. I think it was the 29th of April. We got 6-8 inches of snow, thankfully. We cussed that morning when we saw it, but that's the last moisture we've had, so we're bone dry.
Crop emerging okay, or is it just do you need the moisture?
I think we need the heat more than anything. The small grains are slowly poking through. I planted a few faba beans 25th of April, and they're poking through, but I haven't even looked at any corn. I don't think there's been enough heat to even get that sprouting yet.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, and Crary Industries.